STHS, Step Out Pad, Walkathon to raise awareness for peripheral artery disease, September 23rd. Mega Doctor News. If you suffer from unexplained pain, cramping or heaviness in the legs during exercise that improves with rest or experience pain or cramping in the feet or toes at night or when lying down, it may be time to see your doctor about a peripheral artery disease evaluation. A common condition in which arterial plaque leads to narrowing of the arteries, which reduces blood flow to the arms or legs, peripheral artery disease, PAD, is on the rise in the United States. Health experts blame the upsurge on the nation's growing aging population and the increase in chronic conditions like diabetes and obesity, which are key risk factors for the life-threatening disease. Approximately 10 to 12 million adults in the U.S. have PAD, according to the American Heart Association, with estimates suggesting that the number of Americans with the common atherosclerotic disease could reach 24 million by 2030. Unfortunately, PAD remains vastly underdiagnosed, with a large majority of individuals affected by the disease unaware they have it, partly due to a lack of awareness of symptoms and insufficient screening. In its early stages, PAD can be difficult to diagnose because it often develops slowly with no symptoms or because symptoms are mild and attributed to aging or lack of exercise, especially for those unaware of the common signs and symptoms of PAD, says Osmani Quintana, MD, FACC, a board-certified interventional cardiologist who serves as the medical director of the South Texas Health System Limb Salvage and Amputation Prevention Program. Without proper medical attention, PAD can lead to severe complications, including slow-healing sores and gangrene. Over time, the arterial plaque that causes PAD can lead to complete blockage, resulting in a lack of blood flow to extremities and the potential for limb amputation. Early diagnosis and management of PAD allows for timely interventions like lifestyle changes and medications, which can help slow disease progression, preserve limb function, reduce severe symptoms, and ultimately improve a patient's quality of life. To help educate Rio Grande Valley residents about PAD and the important steps community members can take to prevent, manage, and overcome the often undiagnosed condition, the STHS Limb Salvage and Amputation Prevention Promote will host the Step Out PAD Walkathon on Tuesday, September 23rd. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at STHS Edinburgh. During the special event, which is being held in commemoration of PAD Awareness Month, Dr. Quintana and his team will be on hand to provide important education about PAD, including the early warning signs and symptoms of the disease, how it's diagnosed and treated, and ways to prevent, manage, and overcome peripheral artery disease. In most cases, lifestyle changes, exercise and claudication medications are enough to slow the progression or even reverse the symptoms of PAD, according to health experts, so attendees will be invited to take part in a special walkathon following a short program. When it comes to preventing PAD and managing its symptoms, walking is highly effective, says Tom Castaneda, System Director of Marketing and Public Relations, South Texas Health System. It helps increase blood circulation, which keeps arteries more flexible and less prone to plaque buildup, and it improves overall cardiovascular health. So, we invite Rio Grande Valley residents to lace up their sneakers, join us for a brisk walk around the STHS Edinburgh campus, and help us step out PAD as a community at our special walkathon. There's no need to register for the event, which is free and open to the entire community. For complete details, visit the STHS Facebook events page or call the STHS Marketing Department at 956-388-2033. For more information on the STHS Limb Salvage and Amputation Prevention Program, visit www.southtexashealthsystemedinburgh.com. Who? South Texas Health System what? Step Out PAD Walkathon when? Tuesday, September 23rd, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. where? STHS Edinburgh Main Entrance 1102 W Trenton Road Edinburgh, Texas, 78539.